Hello, hello, and welcome back to Pun Intended, the podcast that stitches humor into every corner of your day. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, the humorist behind mathjokes.net, and today we're threading our way through a tapestry of sewing puns that'll have you in stitches. First off, let's talk about why sewing puns are so good. They combine creativity with a clever twist on words, making them the perfect blend of wit and whimsy. Whether you're a seasoned seamstress or just getting started, these puns will inspire your next project and tickle your funny bone. All right, let's dive into some fabric funnies. Ready? Here we go. 1. Why did the cotton fail its test? Because it couldn't handle the pressure. 2. I'm on a roll. A fabric roll. 3. Why don't fabrics ever get lost? They always follow the pattern. 4. What did the fabric say to the needle? Stop poking me. 5. Polyester is such a smooth talker. 6. Why was the quilt so good at telling stories? It had many layers. 7. Why are fabrics so good at social media? They're always trending. 8. What do you call a misbehaving fabric? A twill-ane. How does fabric feel when it's sad, down in the seams? 10. Why did the fabric go to therapy, to work out its patterns? Now let's move on to some needle nonsense. These jokes are sharp and on point. 1. Why did the needle always get invited to parties? It was a real thread lifter. 2. Needle in a haystack? That's just so wrong. 3. Why did the needle break up with the thread? It felt too much tension. 4. What did the sewing needle say to the fabric? I'm on pins and needles for you. 5. Needles are like comedians. They always have a point. 6. Why don't needles ever get lost? They always know the way to the point. 7. What do you call a needle that loves the spotlight? A show-off threader. 8. Why did the needle fail its exam? It couldn't thread the questions. 9. How do needles stay in shape? They do plenty of treadmill workouts. 10. What's a needle's favorite game? Pin the tail on the donkey. And now for some thread tales. These puns are sure to weave their way into your heart. 1. Why did the thread break up with the needle? It found a new twist. 2. What did the thread say to the fabric? I'm head over spools for you. 3. Why did the spool go to therapy? It was too wound up. 4. What do you call a thread that tells jokes? A pun spool. 5. Why was the thread always calm? It knew how to unwind. 6. What did the thread say to the needle at the sewing party? Let's get stitched. 7. How does a thread know it's healthy? It feels so good. 8. Why did the thread start a band? It wanted to string along some tunes. 9. What's a thread's favorite type of music? Heavy metal spools. 10. Why did the thread get a job? It needed to make ends meet. Lastly, let's not forget our trusty sewing machines. Here are some puns to keep your bobbins spinning. 1. Why did the sewing machine break up with the thread? It couldn't handle the tension. 2. What did the sewing machine say to the fabric? You complete me, stitch by stitch. 3. Why was the sewing machine always calm? It knew how to keep its bobbin. 4. What's a sewing machine's favorite game? Bobbin for apples. 5. Why did the needle go to therapy? It kept getting stuck in the same pattern. 6. Why was the sewing machine a great comedian? It had a lot of stitch wit. 7. What did the fabric say to the sewing machine? Stop stringing me along. 8. Why did the sewing machine go to school to improve its stitch cation? 9. What's a sewing machine's favorite music genre? Heavy metal. 10. Why did the thread start a band? It wanted to make some sew-nick music. And there you have it, folks, a collection of sewing puns to brighten your day and inspire your next project. Remember, laughter is the best thread that stitches our hearts together. Thanks for tuning in to Pun Intended. I'm Gigglesmith Gina, reminding you to keep laughing and keep stitching. Until next time, happy sewing, and may your days be filled with joy and humor.